Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Okay, here's the fourth and final little program about adult children. And boy, even though it's the fourth and final day, it's not the least important. Might be the most important. I just didn't tell it to you. But that is to love their spouse and friends. 1 John 4:17-21. Listen to this. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Verse 21, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Let's realize that both spouse and the friends of our adult children are our brethren. And we need to love them. I admired a lady I met a couple weeks ago. She told me that her daughter-in-law doesn't keep a clean house. And every time the daughter-in-law's mother comes to visit, there's war because the mother tells her all the time, why don't you clean this house? Why don't you do this? So that, you know, and just always nagging her about her house. And that mother-in-law told me, she said, you know, when I go in the house, I don't even look at the dirt. I just look at my daughter-in-law, and I look at my grandchild, and I just enjoy being there. And I thought, I love that. That shows total love and acceptance, an unconditional love that says, look, if you don't keep a clean house, I'm still going to love you. I thought that was so wonderful, so good. Another illustration I want to give you is I was at a church many, many years back, and a lady came up and told me, she said, my son used to be so close to me and he used to talk to me about everything. And then this lady came into his life and now he's married and he never talks to me about anything. And I said, well, congratulations, you've raised a really good son. And she looked at me like really funny. And I said, look, ma'am, you raised him to give him away to a good woman so that he can be married to her and they can bond and be what they need to be. So it doesn't matter if he doesn't call you all the time, doesn't ask your advice, doesn't do things with you. That's not what he's supposed to do after he becomes an adult and a married man. And she just looked at me like I was talking a foreign language. And I thought, do you love your daughter-in-law? Do you love her the way you're supposed to? And one thing I need us to realize is this. Anytime you don't love the spouse of your adult child knows it. They can tell. You're probably pretty easy to read. And you know what that does? That hurts them because he or she chose that spouse. So you got to love them. You got to find a way to love them no matter what you think they are or are not. And if you look at it like this verse says, he who loveth God love his brother also. If you look at like, this is my brother, then that will help you to have that unconditional love that that spouse or friend needs. Let's don't try to pick and choose who our adult children become friends with. Let's don't pick and choose who their spouses are, unless they ask you, of course. And then always, anytime anybody asks my advice, I'm so glad you asked me. I've been waiting for you to ask me. You don't do it like that. You just hesitantly say, well, I don't know this. I wonder about this. You know, you might be able to do that. But once they've engaged and they're ready to get married, just decide right now, you're going to love that girl or you're going to love that boy and be for them. Be for them. That's part of unconditional love. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.